land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, March 21st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the Roscommon Township Supervisor and Assessor. She also ran for the 105th House District. Diane Randall's on the line. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Randy. How are you this morning?
Good, good, good. Long time no talk. Glad to have you on the show this morning. Appreciate you listening. You said you were catching the interview yesterday we did with Carla Wagner from Ask My Tax, and you said that you had some thoughts about the proposal and what it could possibly do to property taxes, funding, municipalities, things like that. So I wanted to have you on the show to have a conversation with you about it.
I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
I listened to your show last night as I was plugging in the hardware store order after work. So,
okay.
and I listened very openly, as I do with many of your interviews. Just love them. But I'm going to be honest. I was a bit disappointed in the lack of information that she provided.
Well, the information wasn't detailed. A lot of it's on the website. She's made presentations all across the state and state of Michigan, Northern Michigan. I've been to like 8 of them. I've heard her pitch. I could actually give her entire presentation. But the purpose of the interview yesterday was to get a status update in reaction to that MERS news story where the Board of Canvassers were playing games in improving their language to put on the petition sheet. And I was also looking for the timing because the clock's already ticking. They only have 180 days to collect signatures. So, yeah, that wasn't the intent or the purpose of that interview. But I do fully understand what you're saying. She didn't give a lot of information as to what would happen if it passed. How would revenue be changed, sharing be changed from Lansing? There was a lot of information that was not part of that conversation, but that was not the intent. But I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know, but I did go on the website, and yes, so that does help me a little bit. But I am kind of a show me the money type of person, and the part that really bothered me is where she says taxation without representation.
But right.
That's our local people voting. And so if you take that away, then you're going to let Lansing decide where all the money goes?
No.
That don't sound good to me at all, especially for us up here in northern Michigan.
Right. And I understand, too, because I, too, live in Antrim County, Torch Lake Township. Our township, I think, very similar to your township. We have a lot of money in the bank. We do a lot of projects ourselves. We self-fund. We don't rely on Lansing or federal dollars or anything like that. perfect example is my Barnes Road, where I come in off of 31 to get to my driveway, my street. I have to use a township road that our township, the supervisor and the trustees, voted to repave a $250,000 paving project. And they paid for it at the local level, didn't rely on Lansing in any way, shape, or form. Isn't that always an option for local townships? I think that's the question. Can you stay on through the break? I got a couple of text messages coming in as well. Can you stay on through the break with us?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, we're going to talk more with Diane Randall. This is interesting because not only is she an assessor, she deals with people's valuations of their homes regarding taxes, property taxes, but she's also a supervisor. She's responsible for making sure Roscommon Township gets all the things, services that they need in order to function as a local government. So we're going to stay on through the break. A couple of your text messages, I'll get to those as well. And we'll have more with Diane Randall right after the break. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is Diane Randall. She is the supervisor and assessor for Roscommon Township. And Diane, you did say that you did go to the website. Was there just simply not enough information there, or did you still have questions after reading what is on the website?
Yeah, I'm just a show me the money type of person. So I just don't feel that we should pass this and then figure out where the money's going to come from. And first of all, I think that's where part of our issues are at the legislature, is they took a fair and equitable property tax system and completely eroded it by all their exemptions. They give exemptions out like candy at a parade, because right. then they get reelected and it's their buddies, and then that's what the problem is. If you got rid of most of those exemptions, we would have a far less taxable values or assessed values as well. And
so by lowering, what you're saying, by taking away these carve outs, you're saying that the levels of assessments would drop and therefore lower property taxes.
I believe it could, absolutely. I think you could, instead of 50% of true cash value, I think it could be 25% of true cash value. And now, and the other thing, too, is if I could, in 1994...
Hold that thought for 1 second, because
sure.
One of the provisions that, now that I'm certified to teach the Michigan State Constitution, in our state constitution, which was even amended in 1963... states that there shall be no taxation of real property valued at more than $750. That's in our state constitution. But the carve out, the little legal term they put in there, unless it becomes a lien. And that's where, through evolution over the last 60 some years in this state, they've made property taxes a lien, which, if not paid within 3 years, I believe triggers a tax sale. People are actually losing their properties through tax forfeiture. And the problem that she's saying is that this is a real threat to people even owning their properties because of the ability to foreclose. So when you get pushed too far, then sometimes you push back, and sometimes you push back too far as well. I understand totally what you're saying, but my question is this. What can we do under hardship situations where some people can't pay their taxes? Do we have to force a tax sale? Do we actually have to foreclose on them? Is that, you know, something we have to do, or can that be changed as well?
Our county treasurer in Roscommon County, she goes into agreements with these people all the time. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes it goes way over the 3 years, 5 years, whatever it takes. We also, at the local level, we have poverty exceptions. And those people can go in for those in March, July, or December for that entire tax year. So, and then you have the disabled vets. I have over $2 million in taxable value that we don't collect because of the Disabled Veterans Act, just in my township.
In so, your township alone?
Yes, sir. Just in my township. I have over 48 vets that I reach out to and make sure they get it every year. So I have not seen, in all fairness, in my county, in my township, people who are losing their homes because of taxes. I do see, and I know she was a former realtor, is, you know, they've been making huge commissions over these overinflated housing market. Mm-hmm. And then they do forget to tell the buyers that, well, next year your property tax is on cap, you know, because of Proposal A. And so, so what I'm saying is, you know, back in 94, the voters, the residents of Michigan, they voted in Proposal A, but that gave clear direction as to where the money was going to come from. Maybe instead we need Proposal B. We need more. I just think this, let's pass it and then figure out what we're going to do, is a really bad idea. What do you want me to pick, pop cans for our ambulance service? I mean, you know, there's a lot more. The cemeteries, we don't just have pickleball. We don't have pickleball, but
right,
you know what? If those people voted for pickleball, then maybe they want it in their area. But once you take that away, there will be no local say.
Well, here's the other problem. The way these special millages are done, a lot of times they're done in the early part of the year when a lot of people, especially in northern Michigan, they're not even here. they winter in Florida or wherever they end up going. They're not even around. It's a very low. I'm sure you're very much aware of the low voter turnout in some of these millages. And we had one, for example, in Torch Lake Township having to do with our park. We have a waterfront park in Torch Lake. And the increase for signs and being able to give tickets to people violating our local ordinances, it passed with 101 votes in a special millage, I think it was in April or May, whenever the heck it was. And a lot of times people aren't here or they have to work. They're not always even aware of the fact that there's a millage vote up for Election Day. And a lot of this stuff is, it seems to be special interest driven, where they try to get all these millages passed, especially when it comes to school funding. And
yep,
finally,
I
people are just,
you.
Well, so your agreement with that, what could we do to fix that issue so they have to hold these during maybe a November general election, either for president or governor?
I have no problem with that. Absolutely. And the other thing, Randy, is what you've been preaching as well. They need to get involved with the local government. They have to. I mean, if I have six people sometimes in my meeting, I love it when my audience is full. Ask us questions. How can we help you? But, you know, and we get it too. People are busy, but, you know, we still hold our meetings at night and we try to reach out as best as we can, but people have to step up for that too. I'm just afraid once you pass something like this, which, hey, I'm going to save a lot of money myself if that passes. I have
sure.
two businesses.
Well, and that's the other component.
Smart enough
that's
to
the
know
other,
that
that's
I'm going to pay.
That's the other component to that, and I wanted to bring that part up. As a business owner, you're not paying the lower homestead taxation. Businesses are forced to pay non-homestead rates.
Absolutely. Those 18 mils. Yep. And that's big. But I know I'm smart enough to know that I'm going to pay for it somehow. It's, you know, I'm going to ask you a quick question. What about your how much are you saving on your car insurance since they passed that?
Nothing. My car insurance has actually gone up.
That's right. I must show me the money. It sounds great, and it'll pass like the marijuana thing did.
Yep.
Because people aren't going to think about. I think special assessments are going to be a big thing, too.
If this passes,
I
you're saying?
Feel,
if this passes, you're saying special assessments would become more prevalent?
I do.
Okay.
We still got to pay for streetlights and roads and things
well,
like that. I mean,
let me ask you this. Do you agree, though, that there is a huge amount of money between income tax and sales tax and all these other taxes going to Lansing, if this passes, in order to fund local municipalities, which they are obligated to do, they're absolutely obligated to do it, wouldn't that be a situation where they have to absolutely figure out a way to spend revenue sharing on a more equitable basis with the local municipalities?
I did not see where they would raise the constitutional revenue sharing. And they already took our statutory away years ago. And, you know, we even
explain that part. I don't understand what you're talking about.
In the Constitution, townships receive part. There is a formula for state shared revenue. But years ago, we also had statutory state shared revenue, which was on top of that. And they eliminated it when they didn't have money, and they absolutely never gave it back. So you got people in control down there that I just think we're going to be screwed, especially up here in northern Michigan.
How do we fix that problem?
I don't know. I really don't. We don't take away our local control. Like I said, let's come up with a proposal. Let's come up with something that has some real sense. We understand where the money's coming from, where it's going to, and the special interests and the legislature can't mess it up. That's what I feel.
Got it. Well, I think there's a situation that we could be forcing the politicians, if this gets on the ballot, if it passes, I think this is going to force the hand of the legislators, both in the House, where the budget appropriation bills start, the Senate, the governor's office. Diane, where in our state constitution does it say we need to be spending $1.7 billion for economic development in downtown Royal Oak?
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund. She wants $500 million given to the SOAR Fund for every single year for the next 10 years. Where in our constitution should we be funding that crap?
And how are they going to get us the money that we need up here? Because it's going to be based on our population. Oh, Randy, what happens to our population in the summer? Right? I mean, it triples. And we still have to have roads, services. Garbage pickup, streetlights. We still have to have those services, whether they're here every day or not.
Right. Well, I think revenue sharing would have to be reevaluated. I think they would have to tighten the purse strings. I think they'd have to stop a lot of this economic development, picking winners and losers, trying to attract new businesses. What about current existing businesses? Like you say, you have two businesses yourself. What about your free grant money that you could use in the hardware store? I mean, bottom line is this, you know what it is? We're fed up. They've pushed us too far, and now we're pushing back, and they're going to have to figure it out. Because honestly, everybody I talk to, they are saying, I am signing it. Where do I get the sheets? I'm going to do everything I can to get to make sure it's on the ballot. And I saw one poll early on when this first came out, especially in Detroit. And I mentioned it on the show yesterday, $147,000 assessed value in the city of Detroit. Property tax is $5,600.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yep. And they say Detroit alone will be, if they turn out and vote for this, and then factor in all the other parts of the state, Grand Rapids, Flint, I mean, there's going to be a new sheriff in town, and they're going to have to figure it out. When you push us too far, we push back. And I understand, show me the money. But at the same time, they got plenty of money that they seem to be wasting on stuff that we do not have in our Constitution. And where did we vote on funding economic development? Where did we vote on funding the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, all of these funds? Where did we, the people, get to vote on that? Isn't it taxation without representation?
That part I agree, but if you take it away from the local level, we'll never see that money ever again.
Well,
I guarantee it. Just what you're talking about.
And on property taxes, as the assessor, how much of the money do you actually get at the local level? Isn't it 30%? You only get less than a third of it anyway in property taxes.
Yes. For our township, yes.
So you're not talking about all of it. You're only talking 30% of the property taxes.
Yep. But then that's at my township. I also have ambulance authority. They don't get state shared revenues. And, you know, for example, my God, their liability insurance just went up $15,000. They haven't even had a claim.
No claims in their insurance went up that much.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So,
well,
I mean,
you ran for state rep. You know how screwed up the entire system is, and people are just fed up, Diane. And I understand. I hear what you say. I hope you feel I was fair in giving you, you know, time to rebuttal what you said, but what Carla said, but you know, it's just, we're going to have more conversation. That's definite. So appreciate
your
time.
Proposal B, have some actual figures, show us the money, where it's going to come from.
Yep.
And I'll feel real better about it. Okay.
Very good, Diane. Appreciate your input. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.